Salut, je m'appelle François, je viens de Belgique.
François studiert an seiner Heimatuni in Brüssel Journalistik. Nach Dortmund ist er vor allem gegangen, um Deutsch zu lernen.
When you study journalism, you have to speak different languages. And in Belgium, we had the choice between German and Dutch. But I don't like Dutch at all, so I took German and I want to improve my German here.
Deutsch lernen, das ist sein Ziel. Dafür besucht François Kurse an der TU. Aber bringt ihm das auch etwas für sein Studium?
It's hard, yeah, because it's in German. It depends. Some of us speak German quite good, but for me, I'm only like B1, around B1. So it's really difficult. I don't understand everything, but if I have time to look at the classes at home after, it's okay.
Sprache und Studium sind das eine. Für François bedeutet sein Erasmus-Austausch aber viel mehr.
I think most of the Erasmus don't go to classes. Basically, it's to meet people, to go to parties, to go to travel to cities, to travel around Germany, to speak to people. It's, yeah, a really cool life, you know, a really cool student life. Erasmus students know that they don't have so much time here. They know they have only 6 months or 1 year. So they want to squeeze maximum fun in this moment. And so, yeah, some of them party a lot, some a bit less, but yeah, we want to have fun as much as possible.
Hier in Deutschland hat François schnell neue Freunde gefunden. Die vielen Aktionen des Erasmus Student Network haben ihm da besonders geholfen. Sein persönliches Highlight?
And the best one, the most popular, is the trip to Berlin. And we had 2 days, two or three, in Berlin with all the group. We had a lot of fun. We didn't sleep that much, but we didn't care. It was really, really fun.
Bevor der Spaß als Erasmus-Student beginnen konnte, gab es aber auch einige Probleme.
Yeah, the most difficult thing is the credit points, because I took classes at the beginning in Dortmund. I sent the paper to Brussels, and they said me that it's impossible to take this class or it will have the credit points for the German classes. And I had to send this document, I think, 5 times for my semester to be accepted in Belgium. And everybody is saying the same thing. It's really difficult to know what you can take for how many credits. That's a bit difficult at the beginning, but it's okay.
Trotz der Startschwierigkeiten ist François sehr zufrieden mit seinem Auslandssemester. Aber hätte er es auch ohne die Hilfe der EU gewagt, alleine ins Ausland zu gehen?
Oh, I think I won't. I won't do such experience without the Erasmus program. You have to find the money first. Europe helps us with money every month. Yeah, it's not easy to say yourself, okay, I will do this. Not a lot of people can. I will have chose facility and stayed in Belgium. Of course, without this problem.
François geht im Februar wieder zurück nach Belgien. Im Gepäck seine Sportschuhe und viele neue Erfahrungen.